It's time now for Super Psychologist, Dr. Mara Karpel, and your golden years.
Good evening, and welcome to Dr. Mara Karpel and your golden years right here on Blog Talk Radio and on drmarakarpel.com. And you can join us every Sunday evening, 5 to 7 p.m. Central Time. That's 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time on live stream right here at drmarakarpel.com and at blogtalkradio.com. And you can also hear the podcast at these websites. I'm sorry, losing my voice here. Okay, so you can go to the show again and listen to the show again by going to my website, drmarakarpel.com. That's drmarakarpel.com. And the link to the podcast for this evening's program will be posted later this evening or early tomorrow morning, along with all of the information from the show, the important website links that my guests talk about on the show. But if you're impatient and you want to hear the show right away, you can hear the podcast as soon as 5 minutes after this show ends by going to Blog Talk Radio, that's blogtalkradio.com, and the podcast will be posted 5 minutes after the show ends. And this evening's program is a little bit shorter, so you can even hear it sooner. And for information about upcoming shows, also go to my website, drmarakarpel.com. That's drmarakarpel.com. And you can also go to blogtalkradio.com. And be sure to follow me on Facebook, Dr. Mara Karpel, Your Golden Years. Also, follow me to read my blogs. And I've been posting in Huffington Post, and you can read my Huffington Post blogs on my Facebook page and on my website. If you want to advertise your business on the show, I would love to have you. So send me an email to Dr. Mara, that's D-R-M-A-R-A at drmarakarpel.com, that's drmarakarpel.com. Or you can go through my website and just hit contact or give me a call at 512-626-6973. This evening's program is produced by Accomplice Entertainment, Postal Productions, and Psyched Up Productions, and sponsored by Dr. Ronald DeVere, neurologist, memory specialist, and author of the book, Memory Loss, Everything You Want to Know But Forget to Ask. To make an appointment with Dr. DeVere at his memory clinic in Lakeway, Texas, or to purchase a copy of his book, you can call him at 512-261-7909, or you can email him at rdevere, that's R-D-E-V-E-R-E, at austin.rr.com. And his book is also available on Amazon. This show is also sponsored by the Bra Lady, Sonia Das, helping every woman have a perky day. In Austin, call Sonia at 512-898-9058 or go to haveaperkyday.com. This evening's program is also sponsored by StoryHouse. StoryHouse gathers your stories and turns them into multimedia collections that can be shared now and for generations to come. Have StoryHouse over to conduct a private interview in your home or invite them to your next big event or family reunion. StoryHouse, where your memories live. Find out more at yourstoryhouse.com or call 512-296-8752. Okay, so today is Sunday, June 21st, and happy Father's Day. Welcome to the special Father's Day show. To all the dads out there, I want to wish you a very happy Father's Day. And for those men out there who don't have biological children, but who are coaches, teachers, and father figures to young people, I want to wish you a happy Father's Day as well. Today is also the summer solstice, the longest day of the year, and I am here in New York City, where it is pouring rain. And I don't know what it's doing back in Austin, Texas. It's been pouring quite a bit back there. Today was a beautiful day, and I just came inside about a half hour ago, and now I'm looking out the window, and it is a torrential downpour. But it is the first day of summer and the longest day of the year. And I want to wish everybody a happy summer solstice. So this evening, Art Mendoza of Accomplice Entertainment, producer of this show, is back in our studio in Austin, Texas, doing the production engineering for the show. And he will be answering your calls as he usually does if you call later with questions. So give a call for if you have any questions for my guests on the show, and be sure to say hi to Art. And as I mentioned, I am here in New York City. I flew here yesterday to be here with my dad for Father's Day. If you've been listening to the show, he's in short-term rehab, and I came here to give him some extra support and loving care, and hoping to give him a boost now that I'm here to celebrate Father's Day with him. And we got to spend some really nice time today. Where he's staying is right on the Hudson River, and we were sitting out on the Hudson River. I downloaded some music. He loved music, and we were listening to some familiar songs, and he was enjoying. He was enjoying it. I'm really happy that I can be here. And if this is the first time that you're tuning in, I'm a licensed psychologist from New York City, practicing in Austin, Texas, and the Rio Grande Valley of Texas, and I work with adults of all ages and have a specialty of working with seniors and caregivers. In fact, the short-term rehab unit that my dad is in here in Westchester, New York, is a place that I used to work in as a psychologist. I used to run the psychology program for that facility, and I used to work here in several places around New York, and that has been my specialty. But I'm now also working with veterans and evaluating veterans for PTSD and working as the mental health director for Heroes Night Out Veterans Resource Center in Cedar Park, which is a great resource center if you're in Central Texas and a veteran or the family of a veteran. And veteran Will Williams was on the show last week, and he spoke about this fantastic resource center. And if you want to find out more information about it, go to heroesnightout.org. Okay, so even though I'm here in New York, and it's a little bit of a shorter show because I'm not in my usual place, we really have a packed, an exciting show this evening. We will be joined in a little while once again by a regular to this show, national speaker on wellness, prevention of disease, and keeping the cancer switch off, and author of The Healing Journey of My Bodacious Tatas, Healed by Grace and on a Budget, a memoir of her journey to health naturally during her diagnosis of breast cancer. Venus DeMarco is joining us, and she's joining us from her new residence in the Sunshine State of Florida. And also artist Brian Wedgeworth will be joining us later on in the show, as well as Laura Gelizunas, who will report in from the retirement paradise south of the border, Puerto Vallarta, Mexico, and more. And throughout this evening's show, I will have time to take your questions. So if you have questions or comments or for me or for my guests, please feel free to give a call. The toll-free number is 855-345-4720. That's 855-345-4720. And if you don't want to talk on the radio or the internet, but you have a question, feel free to send me an email or a tweet, and I will read your question on the air to the guests. And my email address is drmara, D-R-M-A-R-A, at drmaracarpel.com. That's drmaracarpel.com. And my Twitter address is M-A-R-A-E-K. So we're going to take a one-minute break, and then we will be back with our guest, Venus DeMarco. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Go, oh, Jesus.
Super Psychologist Dr. Mara Karpel. We'll be back after words from our sponsors.
Worry about memory loss? Dr. Ronald DeVere, certified neurologist and director of Alzheimer's disease and memory disorders in Lakeway, has been helping those with dementia and memory loss for over 12 years, specializing in the diagnosis, treatment, and counseling of those with memory loss and dementia. Dr. DeVere also has a book to reduce your worry and fear by knowing the facts. Memory loss, everything you want to know but forget to ask, available now on Amazon.com. Dr. Ronald DeVere, Alzheimer's disease and memory disorders center in Lakeway, and his book, Memory Loss, everything you want to know but forget to ask. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call 512-261-7909.
If you despise bra shopping in the stores, have a complimentary bra fitting at your home or office. It's so convenient. And with 13 styles, including a no-wire bra and 52 sizes A through H cup, Sonia Das, the bra lady, has the bra that's just right for you. What are you waiting for? Call to schedule your personal fitting today and find out what all the ladies love about essential body wear. Call 512-981-8788 or preview the products at haveaperkyday.com. And have a perky day.
Please visit us on the web at www.drmarakarpel.com.
And we're back. If you're just joining us, this is Dr. Mara Karpel in your golden ears on Blog Talk Radio and on drmarakarpel.com. And now joining us on the phone, all the way from the Sunshine State, a regular to this show, national speaker on wellness, prevention of disease, and keeping the cancer switch off, and author of The Healing Journey of My Bodacious Tatas, about her healing journey from breast cancer. We have Venus DeMarco. So welcome, Venus.
Hey, how are you?
I'm okay. Can you hear me all right?
Yeah, can you hear me?
You're a little bit low.
Let me see here. I've got my speaker completely turned on. How about now? Can you hear me okay?
It's a little low, but I think we're all right.
How weird. Okay.
All right, now I hear you fine.
All right.
All right. So how are you doing down there in Florida?
I'm loving it. It's really nice down here. You know, I used to think it would be so hot and humid here, but after living in Austin, it's really nice here.
So, are you busy there doing your thing? Do you have your business going in Florida?
Oh, yeah. I mean, since most of my business, a lot of it is online, unless I'm speaking or coaching someone in person or teaching a class, it's doing really, really well. And I'm loving it. I'm hearing some feedback. Do you hear that?
I don't, but let's take a 20-second break, and I'm going to adjust something here and see if that works, okay?
All right, thanks.
All right, so all right, back in the studio, put on a little music, okay?
All right.
I almost spoke all the words that I wanted to say. I almost saw what you look like, bless your wall. But almost doesn't count anymore. And a sure thing never will.
Mark sent me a message.
Away from.
Hi. Still having some. All right, here we go.
We're going to try this. Can you hear me all right? I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. So just move the speaker away from you and see if that helps as well.
Can you hear me now?
I hear you fine.
Okay, great, great. Okay.
So saying that you're busy down there with your business.
I am. I'm really loving it. I've been here, a week. I got moved in, and I'm loving it. People are really responsive to healthy food and wanting to learn more. And, you know, that's my goal in life, is for people to not get sick and to understand that it's so important what we do to prevent it. And I stayed with my mother for 7 weeks, just getting to know her better, and since my dad died, and to help her out with her nutrition. And she lives in a place that is a huge retirement village in Florida, and you know, everybody thinks it's all, you know, partying, games, and golfing, but we're talking a whole generation that thinks that it is normal to feel bad as we age. They would always say to me, well, I'm just old. But you see, a lot of them were not much older than me, and I found that very interesting. Even though they looked maybe 10 or 15, even 20 years older, and they also, and some of them, you know, I'm 58, so some of these people were in their 60s and 70s, but the majority of them are in their 70s. I felt like a spring chicken with them because I don't have the same outlook on health as they did. They really love taking their prescriptions, and just my whole point is they think it's normal to feel so bad and to have aches and pains, and to go. They love to go to the doctors. They love to have surgeries. They love to talk about it. And it was really odd for me, and I'm thinking, and they go, you just wait. I said, it's not going to be that way with me because I know some secrets that you don't know. And so I started watching their eating patterns and really noticing what they thought was healthy. And why. And I started to put it together why, for that age group, Alzheimer's is an epidemic, almost a pandemic. I was told that when I looked for my place for my dad a couple years ago, that they can't build the memory units fast enough. Now, this, when I look at my grandparents' generation, there was not that much Alzheimer's, cancer, and all of that. Maybe at the very end of their life, but not through their life.
Right. And it really has become quite an epidemic.
It is. Every, you know, disease. I mean, they say in 10 years, right now cancer is epidemic, in 10 years it'll be pandemic, where 57 to 75% of people will be diagnosed with cancer. And we're talking children, not just elderly. A lot of people, that's a big mistake that we have in this country, is that a lot of people sit back going, I'm not old, it's not going to happen to me, but it's happening to younger and younger people because we have such mutated DNA. And it's getting more and more mutated with each generation because of the processed foods, the GMOs, the sugar. The sugar is out of control. Before World War II, we ate about 40 pounds of sugar a year. Right now, they say the average person eats about 178 pounds a year of sugar.
Wow.
And what does sugar do? It raises your glucose. It causes, I mean, it's one of the number one aging ingredients in food. So, you know, we're everything, because people eat processed food, and all processed food has sugar in it, and wheat, and MSG, and we can go on and on and on. So I started to really pay attention to what was going on and watching my mother, and to see by just changing her diet and tweaking it and giving her a green juice or a green smoothie every day with coconut oil in it and avocados. I had her eat an avocado a day and a couple tablespoons of coconut oil a day. And within a week, she literally was looking younger.
Wow.
Because what I also, oh, it was amazing. And what else I found is that these people are all dehydrated because they have been dehydrated for so long that when they drink water, they pee immediately because they have no bladder control anymore. And they don't want to have to pee, so they don't drink water.
Yeah.
It's insane. It's insane. And my mother would say, I drink lots of water. I said, I've seen you all day, and you've had two glasses of water.
The other thing, too, is that with older people, they don't feel thirsty until they're already dehydrated.
Well, and the problem is that this is a pattern that's been going on for a very long time. Just like when you're diagnosed with something, it didn't just happen. It takes years and years for the body to break down to a point of being diagnosed with something. So, you know, people go, oh, well, I was diagnosed with cancer. Well, that's great. You probably, your body's been kicking that in 10 to 20 years. It doesn't we just don't wake up and, oh, my body broke down today. No, it doesn't work like that. This body's really miraculous. But the more mutated the DNA is, you know, the faster and the younger. Look at the children that have diabetes. I mean, we have to stop it. And, I mean, and my mother included. Now, remember, my mother is only 100 pounds. She's not a fat pre-diabetic. She is a really underweight woman who's pre-diabetic, has terrible gut issues. I'm talking leaky gut, has a terrible memory, which is all signs of insulin resistance, which means she's very pre-diabetic. And
So what are the signs of pre-diabetes?
Well, when you have insulin resistance and you can tell, there's many different things that happen, but one of them is brain fog, being tired, being hungry right after a meal, means the meal that you ate probably spiked your glucose. But they have found that when we have, when we're insulin resistant, it also leads to diabetes, and it also leads to Alzheimer's.
Diabetes can lead to Alzheimer's, or the insulin dependence leads to Alzheimer's?
Yeah, and they're finding, you know, even with insulin resistance, you usually have a bad gut. And 80% of your immune system is in your gut. So if your gut isn't healthy, you're not getting nutrients to the brain.
Okay. So,
and they're eating a lot of sugar because they have brain fog, right? And their glucose is off, so they crave sugar. I could watch my mother eat. They all love their sugar and the desserts. I would see her crave it. She wouldn't eat dinner, but she would eat an ice cream bar.
Right.
You know, they just... And even when my father was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, I always noticed that he fell asleep a lot after he ate because he was insulin resistant and nobody knew it because everything he was eating he was probably allergic to and it was spiking his glucose. So insulin needs glucose to get into the cells. So his was just spiking, and then it never went down to a normal level. But they don't always test for that, or they'll say, I don't know, I just found it very interesting to see the way they ate and what they thought was healthy, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I could see why this was such an epidemic. First of all, if you're dehydrated, you're also mineral deficient. I mean, there's so much that all of this, it's like a vicious circle that just keeps coming back. They're all complementary to each other. And, you know, if you're eating too much sugar, you're eating too many refined carbohydrates and not enough green leafy vegetables and good fats, your blood sugars can be off all day long.
Right.
And, you know, the doctors will tell you 120 is normal. That's not.
Mm-hmm.
Because they know soon it will go to 140, then they can give you a prescription. It's a vicious little cycle. I'm not little. It's a vicious big cycle. And, I mean, when I left her house in 7 weeks, she had put on some weight. Her face, she wasn't gray anymore. She had color to her, spilled out a little bit, and she was actually not nervous all the time.
Wow.
So
that was because of the blood sugar. You feel like her blood sugar stabilized with the food you were giving her?
Oh, yes. And I was giving her lots of fermented foods on top of it and probiotics and trying and digestive enzymes, because they have no enzymes left because they have eaten dead food for so long. I mean, Cool Whip is their friend. I mean, I'm serious. They and going out to these restaurants, these chain restaurants, and so they have no flora in their guts anymore, no good bacteria. And so I was just loading her up with the right probiotics for her and digestive enzymes and minerals and water. I would literally measure her water out every day.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, I'm sure that once I left, things went back to normal.
Venus, I need you to come up here and help my mother, because I think she's starting to eat the food, rely on the food they serve here and not doing all those wonderful things that you're talking about.
Yeah, because remember, when they were young, turkey and mashed potatoes and vegetables was considered very healthy, but they also ate smaller portions of them, and they were real food. There was never margarine. The food wasn't loaded with GMOs. The turkey wasn't loaded with hormones. And now when they get that, it's all the food that basically resets your hormones to a very bad, very bad level. And it's fake, and it's hydrogenated oils, you know, and all those things. Even my mom, when my dad was in the home, he'd say, "Oh, look, they feed him so good." I'm like, "Really? That's just pure sugar right there on the thing. Corn, mashed potatoes are great, you know." They don't understand.
And all of these foods that you're talking about, it sounds, you know, you're the expert on this, but I would think that it throws off your pH level as well, which makes you open to all kinds of infections.
Oh, well, I'm all about keeping an alkaline body. And the number one thing, again, is greens.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and, you
now,
know,
what
things...
Now, what advice would you have for somebody who's on something like Coumadin, and then they're told that they're not allowed to have greens?
Well, that's something I can't really say, because they're going to have to follow their doctor's orders. But there are holistic doctors out there that might be able to figure it out and get them off Coumadin.
Okay.
I think the key is to get them off Coumadin and to do it with natural herbs. That really isn't my field, because once, you know, a person's on a prescription, it's not, I can't really, you know, and
but
I understand what the vitamin K does.
Are there other foods that would be helpful in decreasing the acid level and increasing alkaline level if somebody can have greens or whatever?
Yeah, lemons, limes, apple cider vinegar.
Okay.
And they have to make sure their gut. See, what it is when you don't get enough fiber, your colon, that's another thing. My mom has been constipated as long as I can remember. And I'm so glad she's not listening to this show, because she would smack me. But she's been constipated as long as I've known. It's always been her issue. At the time I was there, she was never constipated. So when you think about it, if you can't get rid of your toxins through your colon, every time the colon is flooded with water, those toxins back up and go into the system. And so we have to get fiber down them. And there's some good ways that you can do that to make sure that they're really releasing all their junk, because they're not usually getting enough fiber when they're told they can't have green vegetables. So whatever vegetables they can have, they need to eat as many of those as possible. So whatever that list is that the doctor gives them. And then there's things they can do. There's, I'm a big fan of chia seeds that are made into gel. Mm-hmm. And they have to be gelled. Without being gelled, so aloe vera, seaweed, chia seeds, psyllium husk, apple pectin, all these things, when you add them to water, get gel-like. And
right.
That gel-like substance is what pulls the toxins, and even some, you know, I've heard stories of some, you know, these things also pulling radiation out through the gut.
Really?
So, yes. I had heard a story of a Russian, a woman from Chernobyl, and they use apple pectin, seaweed, to get the radiation out of their body. Because it gels. And that gel is what pulls junk out.
Okay.
So it's very, very important.
I'm a big fan of chia, and I usually soak it in water.
Yes.
And then drink it. I know some people are horrified by that, but, you know.
No. I take a mason jar and put about a half a cup of chia in there, fill the mason jar to that right where it starts to curve, you know, right before it gets to the place where you put the lid on, put a lid on, shake it. I shake it again. I shake it on and off for maybe 10 minutes. And now you have this jar full of beautiful, thick chia gel. I put it in my bowl in the morning with hemp seeds and raw coconut and walnuts to get all these omega-3s and maybe a little stevia. If you want a few little blueberries and then some kind of unsweetened nut milk, like almond milk or Brazil nut milk, and that makes a great cereal. I'm like you. It's really good. It's in my book. It's called Breakfast of Champions. In my cookbook.
And that's in your cookbook.
Yes. And that's on sale right now. I've never had the download this low. It's at $9.99. Until the 1st of July, it's over 80 recipes. There's all kinds of instruction in there. They're easy recipes, and the Breakfast of Champions is in there. But I also take chia gel and put it in my smoothies.
Okay, yeah, that would make it nice and thick.
Oh, yeah, I do all kinds. I even have crackers that I make with it. You know, we just have to get as much. People always say, stuff happens. I said, I hope it's happening in your toilet, because we have to get colon clean. And a lot of these elderly people are not having bowel movement. And I know that seems, a lot of people don't want to talk about that, but what goes in must come out.
Right.
So when they can't eat a lot of vegetables and they're not eating a high fiber diet, at least get, you know, some capsules of apple pectin in them with lots of water, or chia, or, you know, I do seaweed, everything. I mean, I even use Irish moss in a lot of my raw desserts, and I'll even make cheese with it now, just to get as much of that gel-like substance in my system.
Mm-hmm. So we're already running out of time, Venus.
All right. I get so passionate when I'm talking to you.
But Venus, any last words of advice before we go off the air? And then I also want to give the listeners your contact information.
I really think that if we start sitting down and eating 3 meals a day, if we stop eating 3 to 4 hours before we go to bed, give our body that fasting time to produce the growth hormones and for the body to burn off its sugar. We'll find we'll sleep better, we'll be happy, our blood sugars will stay more stable. And really, I cannot say this enough, but green vegetables are key, lots of them. A lot of people will say to me, well, a salad today. No, I'm talking lots of green vegetables. And also, so we need, and you got to move, you got to watch your stress, and we have to sleep. Sleep is so important.
Yes, yes. I've had a sleep expert on the show, and he talked about, like, how important it was. It really, you know, people don't realize. They think that they could cheat sleep.
Oh, yeah, because, you know, you can for a long time. And then I'll tell you what, I got hit upside the breast. I don't think I ever slept in my 20s. Probably most of the time, I was having too much fun. You know, things will break down. Your hormones get imbalanced. We need to keep them balanced. We need to slow down, enjoy this life, sit down and eat, fellowship with people, and eat real food.
Right. Enjoying the food is really important. Not just eating healthy, but enjoying it.
Exactly. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So speaking of enjoying the food, why don't you let our listeners know how they could find your cookbook and all the delicious recipes.
Yeah, go to venustomarco.org. That's VENUSDEMARCO.org. And both of my books are on there. My cookbook's on sale. It is just a PDF or a download, like an e-book now. You can download it onto your iPad. Soon it will be in paperback, but I'm not sure when, but we're working on it. But a lot of information is on that site, and I keep putting more and more stuff on. Now that I've moved in and I'm settled again, there will be more and more stuff on there. In fact, I just made up a recipe for raw cauliflower curry that you will love because it's easy.
I like that, easy. And people can also find out about your health coaching, right, on your website?
Yes. And if they mention your show, I will give them 20% off. And they'll have to contact me to get that by emailing me at venusdemarco@gmail.com.
Okay, that's great. Thank you.
Thank you, and I'll talk to you soon.
Yes, and Venus, before you go, thank you for your help in helping me with my health issues as well. You've given me a lot of great advice.
Well, you're so welcome. You know I love you, and you just have a great rest of your day.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, so now we are going to, I'm in New York. I was just speaking to Venus DeMarco in Florida, and now we're going to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico, where Lorge Lazunas is there, reporting in from the retirement paradise south of the border. Welcome, Laura.
Hey, how are you tonight?
I'm all right. So you were hanging out at the pool today, huh?
Of course. I had to work this morning, and then I stopped at a friend's house and hung out at their condo pool.
So how are things going in Vallarta now that the winter visitors have left?
Well, things have quieted down considerably. Traffic is much better. So definitely into a quiet part of the summer season. It's in between all the snowbirds going home and then, you know, kids getting off from school and families coming down here on vacation. So there's kind of a little lull in the action here. But I think Mexican kids only have like 1 or 2 weeks left of school, and then they're off for the rest of the summer. They go back into August. So.
Oh, really?
They get off like 2 or 3 weeks at Easter and 2 or 3 weeks at Christmas. So I would say that they almost go to school year round.
Right, right. Okay. Well, you know, a lot of people consider doing that here in the United States, so.
Not a bad, when you work, you have to work year-round.
Right, exactly.
So instead of getting used to having the whole summer off.
So now there are some American retirees, some expats down there in Puerto Vallarta that are there year-round, aren't there?
Yes, there are. We have a group called Friday Foodies, and it's about 20 to 30 people, and we go to a different restaurant every Friday. So those are the year-round people.
So I would imagine that you all know each other.
Well, you know what? I met a bunch of people that night I didn't know.
Really?
So that was kind of cool. These are from the charity. Most of these people belong to the charity group Purr Project, which is a little cat ranch. So I knew a lot of the people, but there was a lot of people I didn't know either. So always a chance. And there was a couple people, one couple had just moved down in April, and another woman had just moved down like 2 or 3 weeks ago. So
some newbies
in the crowd.
You have newbies. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. They're still in the honeymoon phase.
Right. So any interesting events going on for those people that are there year round?
Oh yeah, a lot of there's some sailing. What do they call those things? Regattas.
Okay.
I couldn't think of the word. You know, when they take the sailboats and they go around the buoys and stuff. So gives you a chance, you know, to check those kinds of things out. So water sports year round here. They do have several groups that go paddle boarding every morning for a little exercise. I haven't tried that yet, so I don't know. But a lot of people do it.
The stand up paddle board?
Yes.
Yeah, that's a big thing now. It's even in Austin they have a big every weekend they have a paddle board group that gets together and does that SUP, S-U-P.
Yeah.
They do that on Lady Bird Lake in Austin.
Oh, wow. That's very popular. I think because a lot of people can do it.
And I think it's really good exercise.
Yeah, definitely. It looks like fun.
Very good for balance, right?
Yeah, that would be my biggest challenge.
I think that's for everybody. That's why it's so good for balance. It helps to train you.
Mhm. So.
Okay, so that's going on right now down there.
Right, there's a couple of fishing tournaments that are coming up.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
And
people come in from other parts of the world for that.
Sometimes, definitely other parts of Mexico and from the United States.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, so those are pretty popular.
Mm-hmm.
Among the people on their little fishing boats, zooming around.
Right. And what's the weather like there now? You know, it's June.
Well, you know what, today's the day it wasn't excruciatingly humid, so.
Okay.
Yeah, like dew points in the low 80s for the most part, and you know, like today is below 80, so it's like around 77, I think.
Okay.
And it's 86 degrees, so not bad. We got a good breeze going.
Yeah, well, you're right on the water, so that always makes it nice.
Yeah, so that sometimes, well, it doesn't always help, but. So today we had beautiful blue skies the whole 10 yards. It's been hazy in that for the last couple of weeks and pretty humid.
Right.
So no, the weather's really good.
And if people are looking to rent for next high season, is it still good? Is it still a good time of year to come down and just for a couple of days to find someplace?
Oh, definitely. I mean, you can come down. It'll give you an idea, you know, of what the neighborhoods are like. And, you know, most of the time, a lot of people will, you know, they're on vacation and then they look. But it's a good, even if you're taking a vacation here, it's a good thing to schedule at least 2 or 3 days,
uh-huh.
you know, to go look at properties that you may want to rent. So it'll give you time because getting into the properties is a challenge because if they're rented, the people who are renting the property don't always want you, you know, to have strangers traipsing through the house.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't have drop boxes like we do in the States, so anything you want to look at has to be coordinated with the rental agent or, you know, if you're looking to buy a place with the selling agent.
Right.
So some of the places want, you know, at least 24 hours notice. But now is a good time to start looking for places so you can get the one you want. Not like all these people that wait till the last minute. Oh, when did you want to rent? Okay, well, next week.
Right. You're not going to get as good of a deal if you do that.
Right.
Like anything else. But
yeah.
People can also go online and find places as well, right? They don't have to travel to Vallarta right now. They could wait until they're actually
they
going
can wait.
There.
A lot of the properties are available online. Instead of you searching, though, you know, definitely call either a rental agent or a real estate agent if you're buying, and then they can narrow it down. So, you know, because if you're not familiar with the colonias or the neighborhoods, and that's how most of the properties are listed.
Right.
So they can help point you in, you know, give you a little bit more direction than if you're just online looking.
And you do that, don't you?
Yes, I do. People can send me an email. It's Laura, L-A-U-R-A, at ronmorgan.net. And I can help you with real estate.
Okay. And how's your show going on the internet?
It's going. I got stuff still in production. I got a ton of stuff to shoot yet.
Uh-huh.
And then edit. The editing takes the longest part, of course.
Right, right. But you have the kitchenette, that show, the...
Yes, it's called Recipes in Real Estate because it's the kitchen that sells the house. And me and my two hot little kitchenettes will be preparing some type of salsa or dip and a cocktail, and you'll get to see the house at the same time. So.
Yes. And
kind of a different spin on real estate video.
Right. And the kitchenettes are always nice to watch.
Yes, those would be my accessories.
Right.
So we're getting ready, trying to decide on a location for that next shoot.
Uh-huh. And how can people listen or watch your videos?
They can watch all the videos on the YouTube channel, TV Puerto Vallarta, all one word. And I've got just over 200 videos.
Great.
All kinds of stuff on Puerto Vallarta.
Very nice. And I'm looking forward to seeing the rest of the videos from the time that I was down there.
See, that's the time I said I'd B-roll the shoot for you.
Okay.
So that, I do believe I got one more yoga video to put up for you.
Okay. I love the videos so far. So, you know, people can check it out on my website and they can see the videos.
Excellent.
All right. Well, Laura,
yeah.
And if people want to know what's happening in Vallarta, where should they go?
They should go to banderasnews.com. That's BANDERAS news.com. It's the only website in Puerto Vallarta. And the Bay of Banderas that is updated every day.
Very nice. All right, Laura. Well, you have a wonderful evening in paradise.
I will.
And thank you
definitely.
So much again for coming on the show. I will be in touch about our next show because I'm taking a couple of weeks off from the show, from a live show. Next week I'm still here in New York, so I won't be doing a live show. And the week after is July 4th, so we may not be doing a live show. But then...
I can't even fathom that it's going to be July 4th.
Yeah, I know.
I have summer projects I haven't started yet.
Right. I know. Time really flies.
Yes, it does.
But I will have you on the next show if you're available.
Okay.
All right. And you have a good evening.
You too.
All right. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. So... we are going to take a two-minute break, and when we come back, we'll be speaking with artist Brian Wedgeworth. So don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
Any guidance offered by Dr. Carpel is not intended to replace the advice of your own physician or mental health specialist. Neither Dr. Carpel, her sponsors, nor this station assumes responsibility for the misuse of any of the information given on this show.
Are you or a loved one a Medicare beneficiary? Help save you and Medicare money by stopping Medicare fraud. Fraud happens when Medicare is billed for services or supplies you never receive. There are three easy things you can do to fight fraud. Review your Medicare claims for accuracy, protect your personal information, and be on the lookout for suspicious activity. For more information or to report fraud, call Medicare at 1-800-MEDICARE or your local SHIP counselor at the Area Agency on Aging at 1-800-252-9240.
If you despise bra shopping in the stores, have a complimentary bra fitting at your home or office. It's so convenient. And with 13 styles, including a no-wire bra and 52 sizes A through H cup, Sonia Das, the bra lady, has the bra that's just right for you. What are you waiting for? Call to schedule your personal fitting today and find out what all the ladies love about essential bodywear. Call 512-981-8788 or preview the products at haveaperkyday.com and have a perky day. Gravity.
Please visit us on the web at www.drmaricarpell.com.
And we are back, and if you're just joining us, this is Dr. Mara Carpell in your golden years on blogtalkradio.com and on drmaracarpell.com. And now joining us from the Rio Grande Valley of Texas, our guest artist this week is Brian Wedgeworth. Brian,
hello.
Are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you fine. I just want to let you know that when we speak like this, there's a slight delay.
Okay. I'm coming to you from right now. I'm in McAllen. My studio is in Harlingen, Texas. I've had it for 11 years. Been a working artist for the last 15 years full time.
Okay. What's your background?
My art background. I started at the University of Texas Pan American in '93, and I left school in '97 and started a welding business, and then around 2000, I decided I could go art full time, and got my studio in 2004, and then been very involved in the arts throughout Texas. I'm a member of a Texas Sculpture Group, and I'm a board member on the group. We have 149 members from across the state, and we show throughout Texas. Shows in San Antonio. I recently had some work up at the Galleria Mall in Houston. I have work up at Fort Worth at the Tarrant County Community College up the northwest campus, I believe. And just been working artist. I started welding when I was 11.
So you're one of those rare artists who get to do this full time.
It has its moments. You have good months and you have bad months. You just keep working and keep going and moving forward.
Well, that's great. I mean, I'm really impressed that you have that kind of passion.
My wife Elena is very supportive.
So tell us about your work. What kind of artwork do you do?
My work is abstract. I'm a minimalist. I do a lot of play with shape, form, steel, welded, fabricated, found, and new steel. I do a lot of assemblages where I take the work and I make components, and then I put them together in a way where they feel right, and I move on to the next piece. I work a little bit of ADHD in the studio where I'll have five or six different projects going on at the same time, and I just try to keep the momentum going and not getting ever bored on one piece.
Right, and I understand it looks like from the pictures that I see of your artwork that you do a lot of big stuff.
I do a lot of large work, and I also do small work, but a lot of big work. I'm tall. I'm 6'5". And when I go into my studio, I like to have these giant objects around that make me feel small because I'm not the biggest guy in the room. I have these these enormous monumental pieces in the studio. So, but I moved when I moved in the studio. I was it's a 5,000 square foot studio when I moved into it in Harlingen. I said I'll never fill it up. Oh boy! But yeah, I have a lot of metal throughout the studio. There's a wood shop on one side of it, and yeah, I've been just going. There's an art walk in Harlingen the last Friday of the month that they've been. It's been growing. It's going on a year and a half, and up to 15 venues. And it's a fun night they do the last Friday of the night in Harlingen. I opened up my studio. It's got called. They said, "Do you want to open up your studio?" I said, "Sure." So we opened it up. I had to give it a name, so I called it Titan Studio. You know, just Clash of the Titans. Growing up as a kid, you know, you would use large mythological things.
Very nice. So that's the last Friday of every month?
Last Friday month in Harlingen, there's about 15 different places that open. You have Alexander Camino Studio. You have Beyond Arts. There's Frame Shop, some others. There's a lot of stuff to do up and down. There's some music at the a place on the main street. Old D's, I think it's called.
Right. And I understand, Art, the our producer, has told me that you know Giancarlo Cantazzaro and Benigni.
I know. Yeah, I do know Benigni. I had met them when I was in college, actually. And I think they were living in Arkansas at the time, and then they eventually moved and opened up the Sculpture Ranch in Johnson City. I think they've since moved on, but I had an opportunity where I showed work there, and it's a great space. I don't remember how many acres is the ranch, but there's work throughout the ranch, and it's actually changed hands, and they're continuing with the mission of showcasing art throughout the sculpture throughout the United States.
Yeah. And people want to. I understand that Benigni moved. Is the Sculpture Ranch still there in Johnson City?
The Sculpture Ranch is still there in Johnson City. I don't have any work there. I have work, like I said, up in Fort Worth and different places. It's a great space to go hike around and look at the different work that they have around the different properties.
Go on.
Hello?
Go on, I'm here.
That's okay. When I got involved with the Texas Sculpture Group, there's been several shows that have happened. There was the last big show they had was almost an all-member show. It was at Lawndale in Houston, and that was curated by James Searles, Texas sculptor, now living in Colorado, but is still very involved in the arts throughout Texas. And then we had another show at Bill Fitzgibbons' studio at 107 Lone Star at the Lone Star Arts District in San Antonio, Texas. We had a fundraiser last year to raise money for the Texas Sculpture Group. We're a nonprofit, and it was a pretty successful fundraiser.
Very nice. Very nice. So do you have where can people see your artwork now?
Right now I have, there's a permanent piece that's on the Old Town Center of McAllen. It's on Main and Maple. It's a 17-foot piece on a pedestal called Ascension, the Broken Ladder. There's a piece at Tarrant County Community College. I have work in my studio in Harlingen, Texas at 203 North Commerce in Harlingen, Texas. And I have a piece at the permanent collection at IMUS in McAllen, in the sculpture garden.
Okay.
I showed in Mexico in 2012. I used to go to Mexico quite a bit, but I don't go as often as I used to. But it's a beautiful museum. It's the Museo Arte Contemporáneo de Tamaulipas in Matamoros.
Uh-huh.
And I had about 33 works go into Mexico. Ten of them were colossal size work.
So if people are interested in kind of following you and seeing where your collections are being shown, do you have a website?
I have a website. It's brianwedgeworth.com, and then there's also on the Facebook page we have Titan Studio. And
Titan
Studio page on Facebook.
On Facebook. And Brian Wedgeworth on
.com.
.com. Okay.
Yeah, no second E in Wedgeworth. WEDGWORTH.
Okay. I'm going to post that on my website post about this show. So if people didn't get their pen and paper out in time, they could just go to my website and they could click on the link and it'll take them right to your website and your Facebook. That'll be
I also have work in some commercial properties here in McAllen. A good friend of mine, Juan Carlos Suarez, owns No Standard Properties, Dolmet Properties, and they have put sculptures into their properties to improve the quality of life for the tenants living in the properties.
Very nice. Well, it's been a pleasure talking to you, and I'm looking forward to coming by and seeing some of your work sometime soon when I'm working in Harlingen.
Well, I'd love to have you. Yeah, I'll send you my contact information.
Great. That sounds great. And
thank you so much for your time.
Yes, and I'm going to post your information on my website later tonight or early tomorrow morning. So if listeners want to see your website, they can just go to my page. Okay?
All right, thank you. Thank you so much.
All right. Well, you have a good night.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, so we have come to the end of another show. This is a short show because I'm here in New York, but we will not be live next week. We'll be running an encore show of one of our favorite shows, recent shows. And then our next scheduled live show will be on July the 12th, Sunday, July the 12th, unless we quickly get something for July 5th. But join us 5 to 7 p.m. We'll be back in Austin, and we'll be doing the full 2 hours. And we will be joined by Colin Milner, who was scheduled to be on the show in May, but we had to reschedule because of an emergency trip that I took here to New York. And he was kind enough to reschedule that. And Colin Milner is the founder and CEO of the International Council on Active Aging, and he is located in Vancouver, British Columbia. So I'm really looking forward to having him on the show. I think this is going to be a really, really interesting interview. And we will have a musical guest. I don't know who that is at this moment, but we always have either a musical guest or an artist. And Laura Gelazunas will be back to join us, and we will have more. And if you want to hear this evening's program again, go to my website, drmarakarpel.com, DrMarakarPel. And I'm told that the post didn't make it to listen on live stream this evening, but it will be, the podcast will be there tonight with all the information from the show. You can also go to blogtalkradio.com, and in 5 minutes, this podcast will be ready to go to listen to. And be sure to go to my Facebook page, Dr. Mara Karpel, Your Golden Years, and all of that is on my Facebook page. The live stream was there, the podcast will be there, and the information about the show, and also my blog, from my website and my Huffington Post blog, now that I'm a guest blogger, and also the YouTube that Laura Gelazunas videotaped for me and edited, and those are now, some of them are already up on my website, and they are on my Facebook page. So I want to thank the guests from this evening's show. Thank you to Venus DeMarco, thanks to Brian Wedgeworth, thank you to Laura Gelazunas, thank you to Art, who's back in the studio producing the show. This evening's program was produced by Compass Entertainment, Coastal Productions, and Psycho Productions, and sponsored by Dr. Ronald DeVere, by the Bra Lady, Sonia Das, and by Story House. And I want to wish you a very good evening. Have a wonderful week. Have a wonderful couple of weeks. And happy Father's Day. Happy summer solstice. And have a very good night. Good night. And remember, youth has no age. Good night, everyone.
C'est le bon ton roulé. That is what they all say. C'est le bon ton roulé. That is what they all say. C'est le bon ton roulé. That is what they all say. C'est le bon ton roulé. That is what they all say. Et toi?
Any guidance offered by Dr. Carpel is not intended to replace the advice of your own physician or mental health specialist. Neither Dr. Carpel, her sponsors, nor this station assumes responsibility for the misuse of any of the information given on this show.